Hello, everyone, and welcome to Rise Above 2K. I'm producer Gax, joined as always by the talent, the unicorn Big. How are you doing today?
Fantastic, bro. Fantastic.
Now, I know we have a lot to get into today. There's a lot going on, and you've hit some pretty historic moments this week. But before we get into all of that, I'd like to remind everyone listening and viewing that Rise Above 2K is a community dedicated to all things NBA 2K26. Our foundation is on our Discord community, which is over 1,100 dedicated members strong. There's a link in the description if you want to join. And weekly check-ins on this very channel. So if you like what you're hearing, please like and subscribe. And as always, if there's more content you want to hear from us, just throw it in the comments and we will get to work. Before we get into some awesome developments in your game this week, can you please give us an update on the Rise Above 2K 5-on-5 Classic, which I believe still has some spots available?
Yes. So we have three teams. We're hoping to get this going next weekend. You know, I'm pumped because I don't think that I'm going to be honest. I don't think there's a team out there that's going to take down Team Rise Above 2K.
Really?
No.
And that's how it worked. And that's how it worked last tournament, correct?
No, we got knocked out in the first round.
Okay, just wanted to make sure.
Last game. That was last game. That was last cycle. So I'm feeling confident. No matter how many teams we have, we're gonna have a super fun time. And you know, there's big money on the line. So right now the pot's up to $75, and you know, we're just getting started. And look. This is just the intro into the Pro-Am League. So this is really going to be the beginning of Rise Above 2K taking the next step. And I'm jazzed, man. Let's go.
Okay. Well, if you want more information about the tournament or to sign up and get involved, pop into the Discord. Invite link, as always, in the show notes. Now, Unicorn Big, you've had a huge week. Do you want to start with your celebration or sort of what built you there? Oh, we'll just go straight to the celebration. All right. So tell us, Wilt, what happened most recently that has you recreating an iconic moment here?
So, okay. Created a new build Friday or Saturday on Rebirth. That one sucked too. And so I was really feeling out of sorts. And I just said, you know what, NBA 2K Labs, why don't you help me out? So right. I created a 7-4 pick and pop glass visionary. It has 89 3-point, 93 pass accuracy, and some other good things that go with it. One of which is being 7-4. So I moseyed into rec, first game in rec, 16 assists, which last I checked is pretty good for a big man.
Mm-hmm.
So my average grade with my other builds was hovering right around B minus, which is pretty bad for my standards and most others. And now I'm averaging an A.
Okay.
So I was feeling pretty good. And then last night at around midnight, I realized that I had the default Chelsea Gray jump shot. And I didn't actually change it, so kind of felt like a moron there. So I sped up my jumper, and all of a sudden, I'm absolutely unstoppable.
Okay.
I got into my career on Hall of Fame and dropped 87. Mind you, this is 5-minute quarters. You know, a modest 87. Just, you know, 29 three-pointers, which I think broke the record by like 3 or 4. So today, I got back on the sticks and, put up again, just showing you my beautiful artwork.
Yep.
101, yep. 101.
And this was on film. This actually exists in the archive somewhere.
Happened. I got points number 100 and 101 on a dunk. So I think I made like 31 threes in the game. So at this point, you know, I was feeling a little bit down, couldn't get my build right. Now I have a build that can smash the glass. Literally just bring out Windex and clean that thing off. I can smash the basket, dunk in, and then, you know, at the end of the day, I can shoot over anyone I want. So I'm kind of breaking the game right now.
Sure.
I'm a little bit worried that the patches are going to come out and nerf my build, but at the same time, I don't know really what they could do this cycle besides take away 7-4s. And then if they do, I don't know how they would just delete builds, but I'd go down to 7-3 and do my work there. But takeaway is this. I'm not going to give away all the secrets on the pod.
No, you shouldn't.
But I'll say this. Someone, three people out there, you take on me and my two others, and you will not win. I'm just going to put that out there right now. I am draining everything. So I'm feeling good.
Okay, but you just challenged a 3-on-3. We've been talking about a 5-on-5 tournament. Where does this build make you have such confidence going into a 5-on-5?
Look, in 5-on-5, it's the same story.
Similar.
I hope for the other team's sake that they have a 7-4. At this point in the game, like what I realize, and I think most people are realizing, is if you're going to play 5-on-5, you have to have a 7-4 on your team, or else they will just shoot over everyone. There's no way to guard a 7-4 unless you have a 7-4. So look, in 3-on-3, if I'm going against a 6-8, 6-9, I'm just going to shoot all over them. In 5-on-5, if we have a 7-4 that we're going up against, we'll just run the pick and pop. And if they don't figure it out, then I'm going to drain from three. And if they do cover that, then we'll just pick and roll right to the basket. And oh, by the way, I have a 93 pass accuracy. So if they figure out a way to shut me down and start double teaming me, we'll just go to the open man, and I play with good shooters. So things are looking up.
He said he wasn't going to give away all of the ingredients, and now we know how he minces the garlic with his passer rating. But with a 5-man roster, obviously it requires more communication. You're not the point guard. You're not running the ball. What does that look like for the roster that you've assembled for the tournament? Do you have the guys who complement this new style of play, or is this something that over the next week you're going to work on gelling together?
So we're going to work on gelling it. The Rise Above 2K Pro-Am team is created. I think we're going to start running Pro-Am tomorrow to get warmed up so we can grab that money.
Okay.
We have a power forward who's just absolutely lights out, shoots like 70%, can cut, has a huge driving dunk. Our two guards are shooters. One is just a master of the float game. One can just do moves and shoot. And then we have a lock who's just gonna make sure that steals are high and that perimeter defense is high. So, you know, that's the recipe for success. I think it's going to come down to, in this tournament and the Pro-Am League and Pro-Am just in general as we move forward, is, and this is stupid to say, but whoever has the closest to 100% shooting percentage, because on this game, defense is not up. It's all about shooting over people and making moves and shooting. So, I don't know if that answers your question, but...
No, absolutely. I do have a follow-up question from that, and we do very loosely script this, very loosely, but this one's not. You said that tomorrow, which would be September 20th, you guys are going to get together and do some work. Is this going to be streamed, or is this going to be behind closed doors, as they say?
We're streaming it. We're streaming practice. We're streaming games.
Okay.
Because you never know, you know, if you're gonna put up 100 again, and you're gonna want to document that. You're gonna want to document that.
Okay.
And also too, one of the reasons I like to do it is because, you know, Rise Above 2K is all about community, And I play with some great players, and they deserve the limelight just as much as me. So, you know, let's get it.
Yeah. No, I love it, man. I'm excited because now I'll get to tune in too, which is great. I always get like the after videos and things like that to deal with and try to cut up. But no, it's great that that's going to be live. So before we get into anything else, I know that you're over the moon about this build. I know that you're excited about the tournament and the team you've put together. And I know that just talking to you even 5 or 6 days ago, you were on a completely different trend with how you were feeling about it. For anyone who's in the 2K26 grind right now and they're feeling like they can't quite get their shot together, they can't quite get the game together, they're really, really struggling to grind online or find their place, what advice do you have to someone who is in the situation you were in 5, 6 days ago and how it helped you get out?
Sure. So I guess there's 3 or 4 pieces. And I mentioned this the first and second episode is, go all in on what type of play style you want. Like in your head, what is the type of position and play style that you want, right? Then I would take a visit to our friends over at NBA 2K Labs. I did not trust them and I was mid and now I do. And they know what they're talking about. So you plug in that, you know, your position, have an idea of what you want, and they'll match you up with the right build. Then I would say YouTube is a fantastic way to make sure that you have the right shot and that you're playing the position the correct way. I even have gone as far as to get some textbooks and do some online quizzes about how to play my position the best. Because you can have the build, but you also need to know how to play the position. And then I guess the fourth thing are the two P's, patience and practice. This was my fourth build. You might not get it right the first time. If you feel like you're locked up or you're just not getting to that place in your head where you think your build can go, then like get that thing to 95 overall. Do the rebirth and, you know, maybe spend some money on VC, max it out as much as you can and get it right. And then practice your shot, get that thing perfected. So, you know, you can stroll in to my career on Hall of Fame difficulty and do one of these.
Drop the old 101. Yeah. And if you do get there, send us a message. We'd love to have you on. We'll chat about your 101 as well. And number five, I'm going to add in a number five. Join the Rise Above 2K Discord. Drop your stats in the Drop Your Stat channel. Drop your questions in the coaching channel. We have a huge community of people who have been through all the ups and downs of pre-release and actual release and everyone who's kind of found a footing and a place for themselves. So this is definitely a place to go to get some help.
Yeah, Gax, and you know what? Let's do this. If we have anyone else in Rec or Hall of Fame My Career put up 100, then we can put that clip into a new channel. We'll call it the Triple Digits Club.
Bingo.
And I challenge every member or potential member.
Not on novice, not on rookie.
On Hall of Fame, which
this
is
gotta be Hall of Fame. This has gotta be big, yeah.
Right. Clip that, and if you can prove that you did it, we'll put you in the Triple Digits Club. And I challenge everyone out there, see if you can make it to the Triple Digits Club, because I will tell you this, it's a good place to be. And I know that out there, there's other people. I've seen a clip last year of someone scoring 200 in Rec, which in my mind is like, how do you even have enough time for that? And how did your teammates actually decide that they all wanted to score zero while you scored 200? Triple Digits Club, let's go.
200 is called the Kobe treatment. We're not looking for that from anyone. But if you do get in the Triple Digits Club, let me know what it's like, because I won't be there. So comment that and let me know what that looks like. We're going to get into some more exciting stuff here in just a second. So very excited about some of the advancements in the game for you, the Unicorn Big. It's a really exciting time to be around 2K between the tournament, the advances in your game, and really the sky's the limit at this point. So very, very excited and encouraged to see where this is going.
Sometimes you just stay up late, Gax, and break video games.
That's the key right there.
That's the key.
And that brings us into what we call the weekly banter, or the topic that's been recycled over sports radio for weeks and months and years in some cases, like when we did the greatest big of all time. No one's ever covered that topic before. But this week we're going to look ahead to the 25-26 NBA season. We're going to talk about our projected winners for the Eastern and Western Conference. And we're going to start with the West because the Unicorn Big is wearing a Lakers jersey. Who do you have winning the West this year and why? Let's just real quick as a qualifier, we're going to leave injuries aside. Other than people we know are out for the year or out for a long stretch of time, we're not going to project like, oh, well, if they're healthy, this is going to happen. No, we're just going to assume everyone's healthy. Who you got in the West?
Okay, West. I'm going to go OKC, and I know that's easy.
Wow, that's really tough.
That's really tough.
Really, really worked hard on that one.
But I was thinking about it, and you look at the starting five in the depth, and what's changed?
They're still young.
Yeah, they're still young. As Bob Dylan said, I want to be forever young. And I don't think
that was him.
It wasn't? I think he wrote it. But anyways, look, you look at that starting five, especially when they go double big, and it's tough. And you look at how good they are on defense with their bench. I don't think that anyone's going to take down OKC this year. Sleeper pick, the Dallas Mavericks. I know you're going to roll your eyes, but the
I'm rolling my eyes at both.
It's not you said if they're healthy, and they're all healthy for now, and if they can stay healthy throughout the course of the season, you've got a Hall of Famer in AD, mm-hmm. you've got a Hall of Famer in Kyrie Irving, you've got probably a Hall of Famer in Klay Thompson, you've got a potential Hall of Famer in Cooper Flagg,
mm-hmm.
and I think that if that team can stay healthy, they're going to do damage. Also, can we say the Dallas Mavericks might be the luckiest team there is, that last year they went down with all those injuries, and I watched them play and I was like, oh, look at this G League team. But now with all of them back and then just happened to get Cooper Flagg, that would be mm-hmm. ridiculous. And then I would be remiss if I...
San Antonio.
Yeah, I got him into San Antonio.
That out. All right. Okay. So those are really great options. I honestly think that that OKC is too young to do this again. And I think that the mileage of running all the way to the final catches up to everyone. I'm not gonna make this about Miami, but I've seen it happen to them a bunch of times.
There
you
go.
Finally, you just can't make it back. All right, now we've gotten San Antonio and Miami into this, and now we can both set them aside. We won't even talk about Miami in the East; they'll be last. But I honestly think that that both conferences have something really interesting in common, that there is an opportunity to strike for teams that would be considered B caliber, just with either a hangover of a long run for other teams or injuries that already exist or other things. And I honestly think that this is a chance for the Golden State Warriors to step up and do what they've done a couple times over in the last 10-15 years. Steph Curry is still undeniable. Draymond Green is still incredible at defense, and Jimmy Butler is going to find his way better into the squad. I think they got a chance to do it, and it's really, really hard to count out those three on the same team. So as slightly unsexy as it is, that's definitely going to be my West run.
Okay.
Is with the Golden State Warriors. Give us your East, and obviously not Miami, so that's exciting.
So no, not Miami. I thought about this, And this this is going to make you roll your eyes.
You didn't think that hard.
This is going to make you roll your eyes. But I'm going to go with the Detroit Pistons.
Oh boy, here we go.
And here's why. They should have beat the Knicks last year. We won't talk about game four. But that was obviously a rigged call.
It's something.
It was something. You look at all of the best teams, Boston. I think they're going to fall off.
It's the injury. Like they're not going to be a part of any of this.
And they lost probably like the best, one of the best defenders in Drew Holiday. Their center situation has just drastically dropped off. Can you name their center?
Look, the team is not going to be the same without Jason Tatum. Like it's they're not going to be a championship caliber team.
Yes, and you look at Cleveland, and they're going to be tough.
They're going to be great.
But Detroit, dude, like Cade Cunningham, like who's a better point guard?
MVP candidate. Let's get that out of the way now.
MVP candidate, a stretch. I think that they're better than the Knicks. I think they're going to be deeper than the Knicks. I think they're going to re-sign Malik Beasley for not that much money, and it's going to be great. I think their bench. I think Cleveland has the edge with their starting five and size, but I think Detroit is going to slightly edge them based on their bench. So my pick right now is the Pistons, and look, call me crazy, but we'll see what happens come playoff time.
No, you did everything that I would do there, except you didn't mention Jaden Ivey, which I would never go without. Another year older, another year healthier. Let's go, right? For me, I honestly think that when Tatum went down and everything kind of opened up for this year in terms of what the East could be, the one team that made the moves that admittedly a lower level team. But a team that said, we've got a little bit of young talent. We're going to make a splash move or two and really go for this. Because as soon as Tatum's back, the East is closed again. Let's shut it down. It's over. The Orlando Magic have made some moves that build a solid five of young talent that aren't committing an insane amount of money, although they did just kind of extend Banchero to another deal.
He's so good.
Exactly. They've been talked about for 2 or 3 years as like this young team that's on the way, sort of like your Spurs. But they made some serious splash moves to bolster out the roster and say, well, the Celtics are down, we're going to take advantage as soon as Tatum's back. We'll see what happens, but hopefully we're established enough and we can roll from there. So I think it's going to be the Magic in the East. We'll see. I don't know.
Okay. I forgot to give my sleeper pick.
Yeah,
for
I forgot that was part of the category. So yeah, sleeper just fire pick, off every team in the East.
Sleeper pick for the East, the Washington Wizards. And when I say sleeper, I mean dead.
Are you hoping that Jordan comes to play for him for a couple of games? And that's
he'd be their best player even in the 60s. Funny thing. So when I was in my career and we played the Wizards, and their record was 0-18. It will be hard to match that, but I think that you can label them as the doormat of the entire NBA.
You know, Tyler Hero just injured his foot, so it's going to be a pretty tough cross between them and
dude,
the Miami
Heat. The Heat, I know you're rough on the Heat, and I don't see them making the play-in, but
it's Bam and them boys. That's what we got.
You've got Ware.
Okay, thank you. Thanks.
You've got two decent players with Hero out, if Hero doesn't get traded too. So, I mean, you know, give some luck to your Heat.
Yeah, no, Riley's going to be whale hunting. He always is. So we'll see how that goes. But no, I mean, all right. So those are good East-West picks. I think there's a lot of good information, a lot of really easy picks for you, a lot of real thought-out picks for me. I guess that's how we're going to do it every week, but that's all right. That's actually going to be a wrap for us today on Rise Above 2K. If you enjoyed the show and want to stay ahead of the game, be sure to smash the like button, subscribe. And for more content, we have a ton going on between the tournament, between where you're going with your game, which is so exciting. We're going to be giving weekly updates, not on a specific day, but it's going to be great. And we're going to hold up that 101 sign every single time we can. That's going to be framed at some point. That's going to be the thumbnail to our podcast. It's going to be awesome. Any last thoughts before we get out of here, Unicorn Big?
No, look, you know, like us on TikTok, join the Discord, sign up for the tournament. We are just getting started, and I feel like we are entering in a new chapter, a new phase of Rise Above 2K, and it's been fun getting us here, and let's go.
Yeah, 100%. Well, 101, I guess, in this case. Keep rising above, keep grinding. We'll see you on the next episode. Thank you.